With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. As expected, Honda has announced a huge investment in the electric vehicle industry, about $15 billion to create the country's first comprehensive EV supply chain in Alliston. Premier Doug Ford and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau helped make the announcement this morning.
Today, Honda is making Canadian automotive history. With this announcement, we will be investing to create Canada's first electric vehicle supply chain from start to finish.
Four new plants will be built: an assembly plant, a standalone battery manufacturing plant, a cathode active material and precursor processing plant, and a separator plant. Honda President and CEO Toshi Hiromibi says he's eager to get started.
We believe in the power of dreams, driven by the dreams of each and every Honda associate. We want to continue to be a mobility company that offers the power supporting everyone in Canada.
Honda officials expect the plants to be up and running by 2028 and producing 240,000 vehicles a year. It'll also create more than 1,000 new jobs. Former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's conviction for rape has been overturned by New York's highest court. The trial in 2017 kicked off the Me Too movement. The Associated Press says the court cited improper rulings, including a decision to let women testify about allegations that weren't part of the case. In a 4-3 decision, judges ruled the only remedy is a new trial. Surgeons at London Health Sciences Center have performed back surgery on a patient using a robot. It's a Canadian first. The patient would have required two surgeries, but by using Mazor X spinal robot, surgeons performed a direct lateral spine surgery. The hospital says by eliminating the second surgery and using the less invasive method, the patient was back home in a matter of days. The Canadian Transportation Agency says its backlog of complaints about airlines has hit 71,000. The regulator settles disputes between airlines and passengers, and a new resolution process introduced last September was supposed to make it more efficient. The CBC says it settled 11,000 disputes since then, about the same number processed during the 2022 fiscal year. And the deadline to file your taxes is just 6 days away. Have you done it yet? A new survey by H&R Block suggests almost a quarter of Canadians haven't. That's almost 7 million taxpayers. The deadline is midnight, April 31st. The Canada Revenue Agency says every year, about 10% of Canadians don't file their taxes at all. The Jays play the Royals again this afternoon. That's in Kansas City. The Tigers are off until they play the Royals tomorrow. The NHL has on tonight the Panthers and the Lightning in Game 3, and Game 3 for the Islanders in Carolina. There's three games in the NBA playoffs, the Knicks and the 76ers, Denver and the Lakers, and the Cavaliers up against the Magic. Sunshine, 13 today. We'll have clear skies tonight with patchy frost and down to 1. Tomorrow will be sunny and 19, and we're looking at showers on Saturday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.